I'm Doreen Jones in Turkey, where Ankara is seeking to play a key role in the European Union's drive for security independence in the face of a potential Russian threat and questions over future Washington support. While Turkey has a large army and a rapidly growing armaments industry, questions remain over Ankara's future role in Europe's defence. After a three-year hiatus, European Union diplomats met this month with their Turkish counterparts under the auspices of the Common Security and Defence Policy. The meeting is the latest step in deepening cooperation as the EU seeks to build up an independent defence force in the face of a growing Russian threat and increasing questions over US President Donald Trump's commitment to Europe's protection under the umbrella of NATO. Federico Donatelli, an international relations expert at Trieste University, says that with the Turkish army being the second largest in NATO and a rapidly growing defence sector, there is potential for cooperation.
We've got a huge potential for cooperation with Turkey because, first of all, many of the European defense systems are in some way compatible with the Turkish military hardware because the majority of them are NATO members. At the same time, Turkey is one of the emerging players in the security market. So one of the key assets of Turkey is producing efficiently at a cheaper price in comparison with the American or Israeli companies.
Early this year, the European Union admitted Turkey to its 150 billion euro arms procurement program, Safety Assistance for Europe. Turkey's arms industry is relatively small, just outside the top 10 producers, but it has excelled in key armament sectors. It's among the world's largest producer of military drones, as well as a developer of a fifth-generation stealth fighter. Last year, a Turkish munitions producer built a new factory in the United States, incorporating new technology for speedier production. This month, Turkey's Baykar drone producer announced a joint program with Italy's Leonardo Aeronautical Company, a move that would help Baykar to comply with Brussels procurement requirements that arms contract must include a 65% participation by an EU company. Military expert Sinan Ciddi of the Washington-based think tank, the Foundation for Defense of Democracies, says that while Turkey is well-placed to cooperate with the EU, essential questions remain over Ankara's maintaining close ties, not only with Kyiv, but also with Moscow in its invasion of Ukraine.
Turkey has a vast ability not only to procure, manufacture, but also as a supplier of these that's, you know, readily givable. So on the physical side, it's great. But on the, I would say, sort of the political side, it puts in a sort of rather precarious position of having to rely on a country like Turkey, simply because, you know, Turkey has been playing both sides of this conflict. And so it's a double-edged sword, I would say.
Greece and Cyprus, too, are voicing concern over EU's deepening defence ties with Turkey. The two countries have outstanding territorial disputes with their neighbour. While Ankara and Athens are engaged in a rapprochement, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis is demanding any Turkish participation must accompany Ankara renouncing its 30-year threat of war if Athens extends its territorial waters in a dividing Aegean Sea, a right Athens says it's entitled to under a United Nations Maritime Convention. Ankara is dismissing the call, claiming the issue should be resolved by negotiation. Mitsotakis is expected to meet with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of this month's NATO summit. While Athens and Nicosia retain EU veto powers, which they have used against Ankara in the past, analyst Donatelli says, given the perceived Russian threat, European leaders are ready to sideline Greek and Cypriot concerns.
Nowadays, I think that the priority of European countries, European Union as well, they are more important than any concern from Cyprus and Greece. Of course, they will rise anytime some claims because they are worried about the increasing importance of Turkey. But at the same time, I don't think they will be able to make a stop to this process. The priority of European countries is security, is to be able to increase its production and to be able to cooperate with all the actors that are able to help.
In a move widely seen as circumventing any Greek or Cypriot veto, the EU has made any decisions on arms procurement a majority vote. However, Greece and Cyprus could still create diplomatic obstacles. Nevertheless, given that powerful members like France and Germany appear determined to build up Europe's defences as quickly as possible, deepening cooperation with Turkey seems to be the order of the day. I'm Doreen Jones in Istanbul.